everyone, welcome back to Beneath the Kotatsu. My name is An, and next to me is my co-host James.
Yo, yo.
And today, episode 29, we want to talk about the new HoloLive, EN Generation 2 HoloLive Council. What did you think about it, James?
Definitely, I was gonna say Bales is my favorite, but then fucking Crony came in with that top tier fucking microphone. God knows what they're using. Not even to mention the fake Grand Order character designer. Well, Tight Moon character designer.
Who was the one that had the, what was that isekai anime? I forgot what it was called.
There's only like 500 of them in existence.
The one I told you about, the one that's getting a new season next season.
Mushoku Tensei, you mean?
Yeah, Mushoku Tensei.
I think
it's...
For the green one, the Earth?
I think it might have been Fauna.
Same character designer?
Yeah, artist. That's either her or Mume. Forgot which one, but...
Mume was which one, the owl?
Yeah. Either owl or Man, like, since they're so new, I don't even know all their names yet.
I just remember Sada, because Sada and Bales. The rest, Crony.
Crony.
I can't remember the last two for the
Fauna,
life of me.
Fauna, because grass. Fauna, and then I guess Mume. Mume's like the last one. Doesn't really represent a lot with their name, so it's kind of... it's probably forgettable at most. Okay, I guess we just go down the by debut order, I guess, since...
Right.
Even before the debut.
Dude, I was thrown off because of the time. They'd only put JST, and I didn't look to check for conversion what time
it
was. Well,
it's not even that. It's also because they had to push it back a couple hours, too.
Yeah.
Due to technical difficulties.
The EN curse. Didn't Hachima try to do, like, a debut, and then she's like, PC dead. I'm like, what the fuck happened? Only one stream, and it died.
Oh, yeah. That was really funny. I think... I thought it was really weird because first off, they just had Iris's debut, like what, not more than 2 months ago or something like that.
Yeah, but that was like a standalone. Wasn't that how they did ASCII or whatever?
Who?
Remember the one that had a super weird model, the singer?
Oh, ASCII. Which
I really like that model, but it was just
the Indian looking.
Yeah, Native American bowl looking cut. One.
Yeah.
I really liked it. It grew on me hardcore.
Yeah, but they were like Generation Zero, so they didn't really have a...
I think she was like 2.5 or something, right? Or 1.5?
She debuted with Sora, or close with Sora. Like, Sora's the original, and then a little bit after they got her. But they were in Generation Zero, so they didn't really have a schedule thing set up. They just were just hiring left and right. Well, this one was very weird because... Of course, Iris debuted by herself, which is a pretty weird.
That's out of left field, right?
Yeah, and then 2 months later, they just debuted another five, and then at the like if you've seen the council stream or whatever, they're gonna debut another girl.
That's the manager, isn't it? That's just a manager, right?
No. If it was a manager, they would have given her such a like a crazy. VTuber outfit.
Yeah, but
you know,
wasn't there like a post avatar where they replied to the manager of JP?
I don't...
About working together or something like that?
Maybe she was just like happy to work together with them. Like, not manager to manager, but as a, you know, VTuber to manager type thing.
Dude, soon they're gonna be like, we gotta get a manager for the manager. We're making content with the managers.
Like I wouldn't give them such a... Like, why would you give like the epitome... Of like the council, you know, like the head honcho looking person.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, to a manager. That'd be
I mean,
weird.
By all accounts, it feels like they just did Iris first because they needed a precursor for lore reasons that no one's really gonna pay attention to. I guess it doesn't really matter whether they're playing Minecraft and Super Mario.
I feel like they did it wrong. They hyped up Iris for a long time, but they only gave like 2 weeks to hype up Holo Council because it was just like two lore videos and a bam, right out. And I was like,
at this point, I don't think it matters, dude. They have so many. I have, like, whiplash, like, who am I gonna watch? What am I gonna catch? Obviously, we gotta give them time to, you know, make content and show the personality. So far, I'm liking Crony the best.
That's... I remember Kiara going into like this subject about having too many people in Hollow Live, or just like fast pacing people into Hollow Live. Because if you look at Niji Sanji, they have like over like 100.
Oh, people. Do they really? Yeah, but how big is that company crazy. Compared to Hollow?
Not as big. Over. I think Hollow Live is probably the biggest VTuber company in terms of, I guess, maybe cash flow.
I mean, they got the Taco Bell, right? I don't think you could go bigger than that right now. McDonald's, Coca-Cola.
I mean, I think it was just like I think that was just a minor collaboration with Gura. You know,
dude, I saw that too. I was like, holy shit, I didn't think they'd actually be on the actual release.
Oh. But I'm just saying, like, yeah, I do agree with Kiara in some sense, where they are just kind of like just ramming all these VTubers out like crazy. I totally get that they want more people, or more more people to collaborate with in terms of like the EN side. So I get this one totally makes sense.
Yeah,
because EN, the ID had two in it. EN's gonna have two.
But I'd be okay with this with being more, as a cap.
Yeah, I.
Omega any being more, the cap.
Yeah, any more that feels like too much. I could see like, okay, maybe one more, like ID3 and EN3. I think that would be the maximum.
That's what we say point. Now, but then we're gonna be like, I can't hold all this merchandise.
I'm already at the point where I feel like it's too much.
What about you? I mean, honestly, I think EN1's gonna be hard to beat for me. I'm just so like, used to it, you know what I mean?
Like with me, like with them having EN2, I'm not as excited as when the first original EN debuted. Like when they debut, you know, usually I'm super hyped. I'm like, oh, let's go, let's see what they have to offer. But this one, I was just like watching it. I was like, okay, sure, and just another set. Like, of course, their designs are very cool, and you know, all of them are awesome streamers or whatever. But
yeah,
it just doesn't stand out to me as like, you know, like a big event anymore. Like, oh, it's a debut. But
no, yeah. It was never, debuts like were never a big event for me. Only the first one. After that, I was like, okay, we know what to expect.
Yeah, I mean the Gura debut, like it's really hard.
EN was the big one.
The Gura. Yeah, well, this is EN too, but you know,
that's dude, fine. Did you see that big Chad? Was it an alpha sign or something like that? A Greek letter on Twitter.
Oh, you mean the one I pointed out to you?
Yeah.
Omega Alpha or whatever her name was.
That was amazing. I don't think of a better post than that.
I mean, with Gura, I don't think it will ever beat Gura's, because hers was done by accident.
Was it really by accident? Or
because who just posts the letter A without it being an accident? If you post a letter alpha, of course everyone knows what you're referencing to, so it's not, you know, it's just...
That's a culture shark, man. They know what they're doing.
But with Gura, it was just an accident, you know, because I guess she was just, like, messing around with her Twitter just to see if it works and everything, and to accidentally post the letter A just to see if something would post.
I'm, like, confident that it was on purpose.
No, I don't think it's like the alpha was on purpose. Like we know on purpose. Yeah, but the ah is definitely not especially when she was streaming with her ah. Well, we know that wasn't on purpose because she said she was having computer problems. That's why whenever she did it, she was like she cut right off.
Yeah, so, I guess.
Yeah.
Legendary though, best way to start.
Exactly. That's why that was so natural and funny, and I don't know, like. The only way I could compare to how funny that was, like the first original album, was when Iris came down like three times.
Well, it was like they just couldn't get it to stick or something. What happened with that?
I think her audio, I think she was muted.
Like, oh my god.
All three times or something like that. She like came down, went back up, came down, up again, and then another down, and she's like, oh, okay, it's finally working.
It's like when they're trying to land the plane, but conditions are too windy. They had to circle around the...
Yeah, they got to circle around strip. The... It's like when you're landing, when you're about to land, and then the plane is like, oop, the tire's not dropping, so we gotta go back up and do another round.
So, merch-wise... Man, they take forever to come out with those Nendroids, don't they? But that's really on Good Smile.
Yeah, I guess.
I was gonna get the Hachima one, but eh.
Just from the Hollow Council, which, if you were gonna buy merch, who would be the first one you buy merch for?
Oh, Crony, for sure. There's really? No, Crony? Yeah, no doubt. I really like that fake Grand Order game. I haven't played in a minute, though.
So you're just buying the gacha bait?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm still waiting for the Mori figure to come out. That's gonna be the only one I pre-order for sure.
I'm thinking about going to my local grocery store. Grabbing a paper bag so I can get some merch for
handmade. Probably the easiest to make out of all of them for sure.
Yeah, like I love the trash bag. Like that's probably one of my favorite. What do you call it? I know all of them debut with like their own little right, animal looking thingy or whatever it's called. And I really like it where her name is basically a pun on that as well, which is really funny.
What's the pun? It flew over my head.
So I think Mumei, I think, or means I don't remember it exactly, but I think it's either Nanashi or Mumei. I think it was.
Oh, you talking about Fukuro? It can mean owl or bag.
Oh yeah, that's right, Fukuro. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I like.
They
that.
Need to make one of those Fukubukuros, those random mystery bags, whatever they're called.
Oh, I never liked the mystery bag because you know.
No, I know that's just like a gacha box though. They kind of already have with the mascot thing.
No, there's a difference between a gacha box and a box that was stuff they can't sell from like 10 years ago, so they just stuff it in there. You know,
like, I mean, it's just gonna be like coasters and probably a pair of glasses or something like that. I don't know.
Stupid stuff. Yeah, like, have you ever bought one of those gacha boxes from a convention before?
No, it's not worth it. No, it's just like,
you know, it's a rip Bakuman off. You know, ones. No. But those are different. Those are just figure boxes.
You're talking about random merch.
I'm talking about like a grab bag where just stuff like unsellable stuff in there.
You know? I mean, it'll be worth it if you got like a Dakimakura or something like that.
Yeah, but you're paying twice the price of whatever.
Oh, for sure.
It's worth
for sure.
It. Like, I know some of them will have, like, you know, where they say, like, guaranteed figure inside or something like that. But you're always paying, like, 2 or 3 times the price of the figure. And then keep in mind, these figure prices are, like, imported figure prices. So, probably, you're paying, like, 10 times the price.
Oh, yeah, the you can just shipping buy online. They have is really bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Otaku Mode is, even on Otaku Mode, what's shipping? Like, God, $20 freaking, $30, even when I select stuff for the USA warehouse that they have.
Oh, is that the one where they have for the HoloLive, like where they sell?
Yeah, HoloLive the convention merch? Stuff. That's where they popped it up. I think like a month and a half ago, something like that.
That's
I was
so
gonna
ridiculous.
Get some stuff with them, but that's Otaku Mode. If Crunchyroll had it, that'd be worth it. They're pretty good with their merchandising now.
Yeah, it's because Crunchyroll does like 1-to-1 collaborations with, like pretty much all the.
No, they have, like warehouses with anime figures and stuff like that.
Yeah,
Otaku Mode is one of the big boys. HLJ, I don't think, has a U.S. warehouse.
I think Crunchyroll is the only one, right? With a big enough branding to get its own pretty much shipping warehouse because it has a big enough name where it can do that. You know? So I don't think they charge you shipping, do they?
Ooh, Crunchyroll? I think if you're a member, you don't get it. You don't get charged. I know Funimation doesn't charge people if you're a member.
I feel like they don't charge you shipping, but...
If they do, it's reasonable, because I've definitely it's like ordered from them before.
It's like $4 or $5 compared Very to like reasonable. $20 or $30 or whatever other websites charge you.
Yeah, that's like the only thing keeping me from getting anything from Otaku Mode.
Like, honestly, okay, if you think about it in terms for them, I feel like $20 or $30, I feel like that's reasonable only... If it's a Japanese only exclusive item, because let's say you want, you know, some of those like convenience store merchandise, like
the price figures,
like the.
Do you mean like the acrylic stands or what?
Yeah, like some of those. Like, let's say you wanted those, but you know, they're only a Japanese, like they're only a Japanese exclusive, and you can only buy them at convenience stores.
Okay.
So they have to pay someone. To go out to the convenience store, buy them, wrap them up, and then ship it to you. $20, $30, that totally makes sense. Like, it wouldn't make sense to buy one item, buy 30 or 40 items, you know, in bulk or something.
I think, for price figures, you can... it's different if it's, like, from Lawson or something like that. Because I know the Crane figures, you could just straight up buy them. You had to wait a long time to get access to them, though. Like, the
I feel like
Crane
if you
King,
spend
Ben Prestos.
I feel like you spend X amount, they just give it to you, right?
Yeah, well, we saw those, was it Connor going to the crane machine, and they straight up just put it in a position where he could knock it over.
They didn't straight up give it to him. They kind of like adjusted
it. Put a shit ton of money in it, yeah.
Yeah, like they adjust it to where you can easily just knock it down or whatever. But that's what I'm saying is, like, I feel like you can just spend X amount, like, especially when they said, like, you can go to those, like, prize houses out back or whatever, or in another building and just buy them.
Yeah,
that's
probably
what a lot of people do. Yeah.
Also, just to mention, Otakumo typically has like cheaper prices than all of them. I guess they offset it with the higher shipping cost.
I mean, the shipping makes sense if you're buying multiple items, right? Like, if you're buying one item, doesn't really make sense. But if you're buying, like,
for sure,
five,
like
six
the
items,
IKEA
okay,
price,
sense.
You could buy a whole entire room for like $100 shipping, or one chair for the same amount.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or yeah, I feel like if you're gonna buy something like IKEA, you might as well just go to the store, because I feel like
I don't have one close to me. Mine's like 6 hours away or something like that.
I think that's the same for me. Is there one in Houston?
Yeah, there it is.
I feel like it's like there's only one, right? And it's just like North Houston or something like that. It's really far away.
It's by the big giant freeway.
Yeah,
it's pretty.
I don't know.
It's almost like, going to
I feel
downtown.
Like it's a, yeah, I feel like it's an adventure in itself to go to IKEA. It's really enjoyable. I don't know why.
Get lost in there.
Yeah, kind of. All right, going quick through the characters, man. We went through a crazy tangent. So for Sana, Tsukumo Sana, you know what really stood out to me about her?
How fucking good she draws? Giving Ina a run for her money?
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Yeah, she drew that tablet, like, their first merch. It's crazy, but yeah, she has really good art, but we'll see how good she is versus Ina, because we know Ina's not only good at drawing, but she's fast, too. She's a
really
fast.
Well, it's not like a true competition. This is, like, mostly for, like, if they do a Garrick phone thing, which inevitably they're
like,
gonna do.
It's not like forcing competition or anything. I just wanna, you know, it's the meme thing where it's like, who's going to be the victor on top or whatever, you know?
My wife, who's better than your wife, who type of garbage? Oh my god. I already know you're going to be that way.
I mean, that's the thing, is that you can be a really good drawer, but it depends on your how much time you put into your drawing, you know? Because we know Ina can whip out like a S-tier drawing in like
an
hour.
It's not fair, dude. She got tentacles.
Good and articulation. Colors, and colors, too.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But the thing that really stood out to me with her VTuber design, was that little floating golden orb thingy.
Oh, are you talking about the thing that looks like Bakura's Millennium Necklace or Yugi's Millennium Puzzle?
No, not that one. Not the one that hangs on her, chest or whatever. It's the one that she, like, hovering on her hand. Like, she's holding it and has, like, a little snake buddy inside. Yeah, it has like a little snake buddy inside, but the snake buddy's like super flat, like it's 2D snake buddy. But the golden thing, that thing, like from a live 2D perspective, that thing is very, very nice to program, because it has three rotating objects.
Yeah,
and that's already difficult. That's really difficult to do three, especially with lighting. And
pretty high-end everything for the riggers, designers, and
exactly that's why, like, I say it's so impressive. That's very hard to do. It's not an easy thing to do.
Power of money.
I feel like the concept and design that took that you know, that they made just for that one object, I bet you that took several hours to program.
Oh, most doubt.
Yeah, testing
wise. Most definitely. I mean, not most doubt. Yeah.
I really like her aesthetic, and I liked her theme too. Like, I love space theme. That's why my
space
jam. That's why my VTuber is space. Space theme. But she should be my favorite because I like space theme. But I don't know. She feels pretty average.
It's been like 3 days, dude. It's been like 3 days.
Yeah, like no, but. Well, when the original came out, like, everyone knew, like, Guru was going to be their favorite or whatever, but, like,
by design alone, I think Hako's is going to be a lot of people's favorite, but surprisingly,
pretty Crony, average, right?
Crony seems to be the top end. Dude, Bales' art is fucking awesome. From the chest up, I'm not really a fan of the sleeves and the leg thingy she gets going on. It's okay.
Bales is basically just, what's her name? Bales is just Ollie 2 Electric Boogaloo.
That's like the, if you use the Leaf Stone instead of the Fire Stone or something like that.
Exactly.
Who'd they evolve from?
No, Ollie's like, we Ollie's must find like the Ollie's like the Umbreon, and then Bells is like the Firestone.
Ollie's like super hard for me to beat, or yeah, for anybody to beat for me, because I don't know, just something about her is fantastic.
It's like the way she tries to hit, the way she tries to hit on like every single member.
Yeah.
Like just in the last energy meme review,
that they bring is
yeah. In the undeniable. Last meme review where she tries to like get Hachima to marry her or something like that. That's pretty funny.
The new design for ID is pretty awesome too.
Oh yeah. The mommy energy from Rene.
Oh my god. Did you see chat saying spamming that to two of the members? I think it was the planet and then the one after her. I was like, dude, chill out, just cause Kelly's, you know, the dad meme. They're like,
the dad meme.
Some weird energy in this chat, man. I don't know. I'm not a fan of it.
It's fine, whatever.
I know.
Like, a lot of the girls are just going with the memes. Like, they're already embracing their memes, especially right. Crony. Like, she's already embraced her Crony Copter meme. Like, that's already canon. Like, that's already a thing. So, next girl off the debut list here is Sarah's Fauna. I really like her. She was pretty chill. She gives out like.
Was that the good one with the, let's see what she's doing, and then it's like a half asleep face or something like that, half awake face?
Oh, yeah.
Like derangement. That was the best part.
I like how she's, I think she's the one that, really likes to do ASMR. And
I can see that
debuted,
being a thing.
Yeah, she debuted with ASMR, like themes or vibes or whatever, something like that. And then she's also like, she has that like tsundere or which is the dare that's like that wants to like kill you or something like that. I forgot what it was called, but she has that type of energy. Yandere, yeah, she has that type of energy too, where, you know, she's cute on the outside but then she's like deranged on the inside or something like that. Overall, I feel like I'm gonna like her. She does give out like Ina energy or something, like chill energy.
Sana, like, has the Ina energy more than anyone, I feel.
Which one?
Sana, the first one.
Oh, Sana? Yeah, she gives out like a lot of chill vibes too. Like, honestly, like from the original Halloween, like we didn't have enough chill characters. Like, Ina was barely holding everyone together. I just love it whenever, like,
she has, I just love it
when her and what's her name? Her and Kiara get together, and she's always like, context. Context.
Who do you think has the best name for chat so far?
I don't even remember all their chat names.
I think Bales is still deciding. They're like rodents or rat pack or something like that.
Like, I could really care less about that, because honestly, I remember Gura had one, and then like 2 weeks later, it became Shrimp.
Oh yeah, what was the original? Do you even remember?
I don't know. It was something weird.
It's a little hard to beat Deadbeats or Teammates for me, or Tentacultists, or Takodachis.
Takodachis, I like Takodachis, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, Ina's really good with, like, marketing design and stuff like that. I think she's really great with that.
I mean, didn't she draw a bunch for like games and stuff like that?
Yeah, I think so. Don't remember what game though.
The one she was shilling out money for her. She's like giving them back her paycheck.
Let's see. And then next, anything to say really about Fauna before I just go to Crony?
To be honest with you, I just like. Just watch a little bit, yeah, because it's just too, there's too many, dude. I can't watch them all at once when I got stuff to do. I got anime to watch.
Well, that's the thing. This is the first time they did back-to-back debuts. Usually they do one.
They just should have did one big thing together.
Oh, I'm fine with the single debut because, you know, of course, like, right. they have that thing.
Oh, yeah, you got to put it on the one channel and stuff like that. Who's the one that gets it?
You got to put it on the one channel. You have to introduce yourself, your height, age, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then you have to talk a little bit, and then you show off your little animal companion, and then you do a little.
Yeah, they do want to make it an event. Yeah, it's all right. I mean, they immediately started streaming, which is cool.
Well, that's the thing. Their next stream right after that was the group stream.
Instant gratification.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Crony, pretty good. She gives that out that like honestly, she's one that gives out that like mommy energy. Or you know, she reminds me of like Rey. She gives out like Rey energy
from
Evangelion.
There's like a couple of Rays, not just one. The vat full of Rays.
Like the original Ray. Okay. Rays. And aren't like all the Rays just the same Rays, just in case one dies?
I'm not gonna say anything because you still haven't seen the last movie, have you?
No, not
really. Dude, I watched it twice already.
I'm waiting for a day to where I can.
I'm gonna watch it again. It's gonna be awesome. I can't wait to rewatch.
I need to put out a day because I want to watch. I want to watch the first, second, and then finally the last movie. I want to watch.
I'm gonna rewatch the original series just because of the movie.
Let's see. Okay, so with Crony, probably the best mic setup of all of them.
Like, oh yeah, I could easily saying she was like a narcissist or something like that?
Yeah, she's definitely a narcissist,
which is enjoyable somehow.
I think that's like the only narcissist in all of Hollow Live. I don't know of any of the JP. Like probably closest I could think of is maybe Luna.
Dude, I bet they all really like their models.
No, but like, there's a difference between liking your models and being a narcissist.
Yeah, that's true. It's enjoyable, though.
If there was, like, a fire, she'd probably, I'd rather save myself before I save you guys.
Just a rewind because time I'm so to get beautiful. To safety. Don't alert anyone.
Nothing really to talk about for me for Crony. Like, she's probably not.
They just came out,
a lot
dude.
Of people like her. Yeah, like.
The best impression for me was, honestly, Bales.
Bales. I like Mume. Mume was right after Crony. I really do like Mume's design. Like, design-wise, she probably has one of my favorite designs. It's probably because she has that, like, isekai look. Like, I come from another world type look. You know what I mean?
Do you mean, like, standard looking, but having enough flair to be distinctive?
Yeah, kind of like, She definitely looks like she's from another world.
They technically all are.
She reminds me of like, okay. She reminds me of whenever you're playing an RPG, and then let's say you choose the male character, right? Yeah. She's like the default female character that travels with you.
I really like the little what are those two little random strands of hairs on anime characters' heads called? She has just like two plumes of feathers or something like that instead of the hair. Really good touch.
Yeah, I do like that. Like, definitely gives that owl aesthetic.
Mm-hmm. Kind of looks like a Rising of the Shielder hero character. Was it the same
artist?
That's
what I'm saying. No. I think that's...
Pretty sure the artist for that show designed one of them. Can't recall, but I'm pretty sure.
He's the artist for Majo no Tabitai, Watering Witch. You ever finish that?
Mm-hmm.
It was the one that aired like 2 seasons ago.
Oh, the ash-haired witch, the gray one, the gray-haired?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I remember, I didn't finish that show. I got like 6 episodes in. I need to go back to it.
Really? I finished it. I really enjoyed it.
Okay, worth?
The ending was pretty weird, but I really liked it. Definitely worth it for me.
I'll dip my toes back into it when I have time.
Yeah. It's like one of those where you either finish it or you're never going to finish it. It's one or the other.
5 years later, you finish it.
Okay. And then, of course, we have Bells at the end. She like, everyone's already called it. She's basically Ollie 2.
Gura adjacent. Apparently has the same designer as Mori, which is awesome. More of that, please. Or was it the rigger?
No, I think same artist. Because a lot of the girls have the same rigger.
Yeah.
Like several girls have the same riggers. It's
design's fucking awesome.
I'm totally on the train that she's basically Ollie too, except she speaks more English.
Nah, she's distinct enough. They're all individual characters.
Oh, I know they're all distinct enough, but I'm just saying
overlap. I feel like it's hard to comment on who's your favorite and stuff like that when it We haven't even seen like multiple streams at all. Just like
two. Well, but when you say your favorite, like, you know, your favorite debut,
just on the design alone is what I'm going by.
Yeah, pretty like voice. Honestly, all of them pretty like besides Bells, all of them have pretty like generic game design type characters. Like maybe except for Crony, but that's because she's like a legit. Moon. Like, she's a gacha character, so
Triple S.
Just straight up from a video game, so it makes sense. Yeah, but Bells is, like, the one that stands out the most, just because...
good energy, right?
Yeah, I mean, she has the same energy as Ollie, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I feel it's more like Gura fused with Mori.
Nah, like, she speaks really fast, just like Ollie.
Yeah, like, I guess so.
Both of them
that, like, too.
Yeah, both of them were, like... injected with coffee. Like she says, she drinks mostly just coffee, so that's why she's always crazy like that. And I think the first time you can distinctly know like someone's Australian, because she does have like a very thick Australian accent. So that's kind of cool. I like that. They're
could just be like a voice that they're doing for the stream, but it's gonna be hard to keep that up.
It's kind of hard to cover up like an accent, though. That's the thing. Like it could be a voice
you're trying unless to do, you're but, trained. But I know what you mean.
Yeah, it's very hard to like, especially if you're trying to keep up with an accent. That's harder. Like, don't start an accent unless you know you can keep up with it. That's the big thing about like VTubers is, like, I know I'm not gonna start an accent anytime soon. Like, this is just it, you know.
I was about to do one, but I was probably gonna default to a crappy Italian one.
Oh, on a side note, I'm really happy that Coco adjacent Coco is still doing very well with her streaming.
Which? The one that does like the Gundam model building?
Oh yeah, that one.
Oh yeah, the super dope. I wish the model was smoother, but I'm happy with the content.
Yeah, I'm glad she's still streaming, still doing good. Like everyone thought she was just gonna straight up just quit streaming altogether and just do something.
Oh thank God, no.
Right. Yeah. Now that I think, like, so she's streaming now, right?
Yeah.
Why did she leave Hollow Live? I guess it's because she didn't want to be in that type of
it's just
competition, you know, mindset, right? Competition
no,
mindset.
No, not that. Like, we obviously weren't on the background, right? There's probably aspects of working for a company that if you don't like it, it's, you know, eating
that, at
you,
that's stuff what I'm like saying. That. I think
you're not going to want to deal with it. If you're on your own, you can just do whatever you want. Like,
that's what
play
she said.
Whatever
she
game
said, like,
you want.
She said Gundams the reason why too. She left. Yeah, she said the reason why she left was because she felt like she was having to try to compete with everyone, and she didn't really want to do that.
I think that's kind of fair, especially when they force them to play like the same game all the time.
I don't think so. I don't think they're forced to play the same game. The reason why it feels like they play the same game is because
they're just doing
they
it
get
as
permission,
it gets, yeah.
Yeah, once they get the permission, they're like, oh, okay, well, since we have permission, we're all going to play this. Or this game seems interesting, and multiple of them seem like, oh, you know, like, since we got permission for this, I'm going to play this, you know. Because I've seen games where only one person plays it, and no one else plays it. Like, Loop Hero, like, Botan's, like, the only one I've seen play Loop Hero, and I really like that game, and I really enjoyed. Like, that's the only time I've watched Botan. Like, I've never watched Botan before, but...
Yeah, because our really Japanese is scuffed.
Yeah. Like, I really enjoyed Loop Hero when that came out, and that's the only reason. That's the only reason I watched her, because she played Loop Hero, and none of the other ones
played
Loop
Hero. Dude, by the way, like, Kiara straight up beat, like, a dragon Yakuza. I was like, shit, you just played it because trying it out because everybody else was, but went ahead and beat it.
No. She was forced to play that game.
Right, and she got hooked to it, right?
Not forced. She got, what was it called? Paid or sponsorship.
Sponsorship.
Yeah, so, I mean.
Then she liked the game
and
just
kept
on playing.
Yeah, so I mean, it's part of your work, so I guess you gotta play it, right?
She also got like a Tales of Ambassadorship or something like that. I got an email from Bandai Namco and just had like, oh, check out this stream from Kiara Takadashi. I was like, what the fuck? That's awesome.
Yeah, that totally makes sense though, because we already know she's really big into RPGs,
right?
So definitely makes sense.
Did like a holo talk with one of the producers, or was it a developer? I don't remember.
I think
it was a few weeks ago. More than a few.
Yeah, it was like developer, producer, something like that. But yeah,
that's legit content. I really like that.
Good. Yeah, if it was like for a game I'd like more interested in, I'd probably watch it. But as far as like RPG goes, like I like RPGs, but there's like a selection of like certain RPGs I'll play only,
bro,
like Final Fantasy or the Tactics series or stuff like that. When it comes to like new titles, it's really hard to get invested in a new RPG because you have to get invested into the story, and that's you know a thing in itself. Because if you don't start from ground zero, let's say you just randomly pick up like a RPG game and it's like the second edition, it's kind of hard to get into, like you're pretty much just button mashing at that point. You really don't know the story. That's pretty much about that.
Well, it could be like a Final Fantasy setup where you just go into like 8 instead of 1 and it's just completely different story every time.
But people know that Final Fantasy is, you can play it out of order.
Shin Megami's are the same way too. And
don't matter.
Yeah. So I was gonna say, breaking news, whose construction company is Guru gonna work for? All I know is I want to see them log into the EN server and there'd be like a bunch of recruitment posters plastered all over their houses and stuff like that. Like they gorilla place it overnight when nobody's looking.
The pick for my heart, like if I were to see Guru pick someone, it has to be Aquagene Construction.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, I love Aqua. Like, I like Aqua probably more than I like Pekura. Like, I don't know why. I just really like Aqua.
Who is Subaru part of USADA? She has her own, right?
She probably has her own.
Yeah, I forget. There's too many for me to keep track of.
Yeah, I think there's only like three that big ones on the server, and then everyone else just kind of builds on their own. Like, just because you build something doesn't mean you're part of a construction company.
You're a startup, a grassroots campaign.
And I don't know. I feel like it's because Pekra already has Muna, and then already has what's her name? Kiara.
Yeah,
you know what would be the biggest betrayal, James?
What?
Kiara mobs in her own construction company.
She just like feeds KFP employees to the grinder, anyways. She probably like just like rotates supply of chickens to build buildings and shit like that.
I wouldn't mind. Like I'm kind of. It makes total sense that not all the moms know how to play Minecraft and Kiara's mom does. Like, legit, probably the coolest thing ever, right? Like, when your mom streams with you and she's better at the game than you are, and then everyone was like super hype about how the mom mentioned about how she doesn't stream certain games and how all the games she mentions were like super, super like good and everything. And Kiara was like, but I don't want to stream that. I don't know if it's good or anything. And the whole chat was like, oh my God, Kiara's mom is based.
Oh, it's like when a kid gets embarrassed by their parents saying stuff like that in front of their friends. That's that type of energy.
Like, I like how Kiara was like super embarrassed about like her mom's skin for Minecraft or whatever. Looks like an edgy teenager. I thought that was really funny. I'm kind of glad. Like, I wouldn't mind seeing like Hololive Mom edition. That'd be kind of cool.
But... Oh my God, Yago's wallet bleeding dry.
at this point,
we're gonna get a grandma, right?
Yeah. At this point, we'll probably get one more debut with Omega Alpha, and then we probably won't see another debut for maybe a year or so, or maybe 2 years, because
it's already a lot. It's gonna
because at this point we're pretty much at peak, and maybe the reason they want to do this, and I'm not saying it's a good or a bad thing, but. It feels like they're kind of being like Nintendo, trying to keep everything in house. It's very rare, like besides what's her name? Besides
Ikami?
Matsuri. Besides Matsuri and like maybe a couple other handfuls that basically just stream with anyone they want. They just kind of, you know, it doesn't matter.
They probably have to get permission, but I know what you mean.
Yeah. But with all the other Hololive members, they pretty much they're gonna collab. They collab in house. They collab with each other. There's really like compared to like Vishoujo or
Nichi Sanji. Yeah, been getting they, like Iron Mouse and was the girl doing karaoke with Kelly.
But that those Milky. Felt so generic, right? Those
oh,
felt
so, dude, this karaoke is fucking awesome. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, no, no. But what I'm saying, like when they collab together, it just feels like it's so generic and
it's just the first kinda, one. You had to do like a little taste test, a little charcuterie board of content.
Like we're not gonna see another one for.
Oh, I know.
A lot. That's a- like that's what I'm saying. It's like it's. The it you know that meme where the guy's like holding two birds, it's like now kiss, you know that one. It's basically that. It's just it's very like
you mean the Mike Tyson now kiss.
Yeah. It's just too, and you know just it feels not natural. It just feels, you know, like and of course like Iron Mouse, like we all know
she, like, dope, she's crazy. I like it.
Yeah, like we all know she's crazy, but then when she was collaborating with Mori, she's like
we gotta show yourself to different audiences. You're not going to be with your own fans, so you gotta, you know, let them warm up to you, stuff like that.
I get, like, but that's the thing, everyone knows Iron Mouse, everyone knows Callie.
Not really, and you think everyone knows, but like
I feel like they do, like if you know one you know the other, like but that's the thing, is that like if you're gonna do something like that, all right, it's fine, first stream that's fine, but we're not gonna see another one for a while. That's the only thing, is that
it has been a while, to be honest, since that last one.
Like I would totally be okay with them being like pretty generic, you know, on the first stream, because that makes sense. I just want to make good introductions, but you know, and then the other following streams out, you know, they're more buddy buddy and they're all crazy, but it did feel very, I don't know, man-made type things from Hollow Live. That's the thing, it's is okay. That everything felt like you can only like you only feel like they're acting natural whenever they're collaborating with each other in house, because I guess like if you collaborate outside of house, I bet you 100% when they were collaborating with Iron Mouse or Piccolo, like the managers were like pretty much standing like right next to them, behind them, you know, letting them know like what you can and can't say, you know, certain things.
That's kind of standard fare for any time, let's say a movie star goes to do a review, not a review, but like a presser. They always get the managers and stuff like that around. That's pretty fair for any industry, I'd say.
It's like that. That's what I'm saying, is that like I want them to be more natural. Just, you know, just feel like they're just streaming with each other. It doesn't have to be like a process thing. That's probably the reason why Coco wanted to leave such a big corporation, because she just wants to eat pizza.
Make ideas.
She just wants to eat pizza and build robots. What more do you want?
Oh my god!
All right, I think that's enough for me.
You're like you just gotta give a bunch of ass, man. Obviously, when you're doing collabs like that, it's a business transaction a little bit.
Wait, we'll come back. We'll come back in another 6 months, and then
the forbidden door is open. Sky's the limit.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes from like we'll do like a Hollow Live like in general update just as like it's 6 months just to see how everything goes. But I can't wait for like the stories to come, because I love talking about like the stories between like the
I can see Bales getting up to Gura sub count.
Honestly,
that's the king, dude. You got to go for the.
I can't see it, but we'll see. If anyone's gonna get up to Gura, I can't see it. I can't see Peroni being that person. I can barely see Bells. Maybe
I can see it. They're fucking awesome.
But we'll check back in 6 months to see how everything goes.
If anything, just chill and watch the Sora Orchestra stream. Pretty dope. I enjoyed.
All right, well I guess that's it from us. We'll catch you guys later. Bye.